If you're familiar with Jamie Raskin, it might be because you remember him speaking to fellow members of Congress on the night of the January 6th insurrection.
Madam Speaker, the baseless attack on Pennsylvania and its electors brought to mind for me the great Tom Paine.
A year ago this week, as Congress tried to certify the results of the presidential election, thousands of rioters breached the walls of the U.S. Capitol, attacked police, and threatened lawmakers. And after midnight, when the Capitol had been cleared, Jamie Raskin returned to the House floor.
Madam Speaker, my family suffered an unspeakable trauma on New Year's Eve a week ago, but mine was not the only family to suffer such terrible pain in 2020.
See, just a few days before that, his son, Tommy, had killed himself.
On January 5th, the Raskin family gathered for a small graveside service to bury Tommy, and of course, the next day, that was January 6th. On January 4th, the Raskins released a statement about their son, Tommy, and this statement was one of the most extraordinary statements I've ever read from a grieving family. Here's some of what they wrote. Tommy grew up as a strikingly beautiful, curly-haired, madcap boy, beaming with laughter and charm, making mischief, kicking the soccer ball in the goal, acting out scenes from To Kill a Mockingbird with his little sister in his father's constitutional law class, teaching other children the names of all the justices on the Supreme Court, hugging strangers on the street. It went on to describe his life in vivid detail and then explained his emerging struggle with depression. They wrote, "And despite very fine doctors and a loving family and friendship network of hundreds who adored him beyond words and whom he adored too, the pain became overwhelming and unyielding and unbearable at last for our dear boy, this young man of surpassing promise to our broken world." And I remember very vividly that I happened to read that statement on my phone late at night as I was nursing my then 3-month-old son. And I was leveled by what they wrote, and honestly astounded by the way they were able to so clearly articulate their grief. And to be able to do that, even in the midst of what I can only imagine was complete obliteration. I write about families and parenting, and because grief is ultimately an undeniable and defining element of what it means to be a family, I have often found myself writing about those kinds of intersections of life and loss. And personally also, I had just become the mother to a son only a few months before, and so I knew right then that if they would allow it, I wanted to write about this family.